are statements of determination by state and capitalist power to eradicate racism truly modeled in their management of countries in the resource-rich global South populated by people of color? Are even more wealthy black people in Canada affected by the invisible hand of colonialism in the media and in society at large? What sorts of instruments are available to stations like CKUW to escape continuation of untruth and unreconcilability? Where does the station in desperate need of support look for help to keep diverse viewpoints on the air? This week on the Global Research News Hour, we are finishing off Fund Drive 2022 and encouraging people to donate what they can to the show and to the station to keep the unique sound, views, and information audible to the masses. Joining us is a guest from Winnipeg, the incomparable soul and fellow programmer here at the station, Ross Rico. On this week's program, CKUW Fund Drive 2022, a commitment to decolonizing radio. Bringing you the analysis beyond the media headlines, the Global Research News Hour is on the air. Welcome to the Global Research News Hour for the week of February 25th, 2022. The program is funded by the Center for Research on Globalization and produced in collaboration with campus community radio station CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg on the traditional lands of the Anishinaabe, Aninu, Oji Cree, Dene, and Dakota, the birthplace of the Métis Nation and the heart of the Métis Nation homeland. I'm your host, Michael Welch. The show seeks to provide listeners with access to analysis of some of the major issues shaping our world today from thinkers, researchers, and unique political personalities rarely addressed by major media. Our shows are featured on partner radio stations across Canada and the United States and available for streaming or download at the site globalresearch.ca. It's Fund Drive 2022. We still have a few ways to go before making our goal of $60,000 by 6 p.m. today. So if you have given us a contribution, thank you so much. The station really appreciates it. But if you haven't, well, I can understand that too. I personally get the idea of leaving things to the last minute, but we're pretty much there now. We need that support right now. It is a benefit to all the fantastic programming we feature on the station. The show is the Global Research News Hour, examining the world with eyes not blinded by the need to get past corporate founders, the corporation that normally support media. We have talked about all kinds of areas, Venezuela, Syria, Mali, Honduras, and Russia, in ways that other media tend to ignore. What do we get if we aren't compromised by corporate funding or direction from the state? Well, CKUW and the Global Research News Hour are examples of what you will hear. As a frequent listener, you will feel compelled to take a role in the struggle of truth and honesty in media, which is very important, by phoning 204-774-6877 or going to the online website fundrive.ckuw.ca. That's fundrive.ckuw.ca, and make a pledge at whatever level suits your purposes. As a bonus, if you pledge at the $95.90 level, you can receive both the CKUW Friends Card, offering insider access to discounts and or special offers at all of the participating Winnipeg businesses. You can also receive your choice of the CKUW Toque or the 2019 A Night of Country Music CD and download code, A Night of Live and Local Country Music, produced by CKW's own Sean Burns. And there's also available at the $70 or higher level an excellent opportunity to win a copy of the book, The Globalization of War, America's Long War Against Humanity, written by Global Research's founder and director, Michelle Chosadovsky. All that plus the satisfaction of coming to the rescue of our beleaguered station by going to the phone Fund Drive link or phoning 204-774-6877 and making a pledge to the Global Research News Hour or any other show you listen to keep the station in the running for stories that will challenge you with new waves of perceiving the world and the source and severity of the bloodshed as it reveals itself on the world stage. The perspectives we bring to the Russian aggression in Ukraine, and the myth they plan to take over the entire country without taking a look at the larger picture is the necessary choice you need to have at this disparate time. We are talking major investments of resources into, you know, victim Ukraine, even though if you listen to this program we had last week, Glenn Michalchuk, chair of Peace Alliance Winnipeg and president of the Association of United Ukrainian Canadians, gave a different take on the current path forward, which most media are embracing without question. I am privileged to have this position at this time, correct through media discourse going fundamentally unchallenged. Maybe you have similar views, dissident views, or would like to have it. I enjoy being able to express myself politically through this radio. We have the ability to reach people that even podcasts don't. You usually have to seek those out, as opposed to radio, which reaches people who wouldn't normally listen to it. Maybe they will catch a fellow, our shows will catch a fellow driving his truck, or a lady listening to us between job shifts, or just a high school dropout who has nothing to do but listen to this enterprising station. Keep this station, now reaching close to 23 years on the airwaves. Call 204-774-6877 or go online at fundrive.ckuw.ca. Well, February is Black History Month, a time when we mark and celebrate the history we aren't used to reviewing in our history books and in our lives. We will be discussing the theme of colonialization or colonization and how our two programs work toward decolonizing the facts and realities we find ourselves reviewing and reliving. So first we'll line up a song to get us started on this theme. This is a song from the late great musician Gil Scott-Heron, and the song is "The Revolution Will Not Be Televised" here on CKUW. Go online at fundrive.ckuw.ca. So fundrive.ckuw.ca, or call us now at 204-774-6877. Make a pledge today. Are statements of determination by state and capitalist power to eradicate racism truly modeled in their management of countries in the resource-rich global south populated by people of color? Are even more wealthy black people in Canada affected by the invisible hand of colonialism in the media and in society at large? What sorts of instruments are available to stations like CKUW to escape continuation of untruth and unreconcilability? Where does the station in desperate need of support look for help to keep diverse viewpoints on the air? This week on the Global Research News Hour, we are finishing off Fund Drive 2022 and encouraging people to donate what they can to the show and to the station to keep the...
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose.
Hello everyone, you're still listening to CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. This is Global Research News Hour with Michael Walsh. I'm gonna have them on right now.
Okay, thank you very much, Ugona. Say, how's it going right now? How's the drive?
It's going pretty well.
Yeah.
We are at 45,892.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, we've only got $15,000 to go, but that's great. And so you got you on, is also Ross Rico with us?
Yeah, man, I'm here.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, bless your love city, man. It's going all well and good.
Yeah.
And according to Ugona report, although we wouldn't reach that number, it's a good thing that it's grinding on. It's increasing from where we were yesterday to where we are today. And today we are dipping in well.
Yeah. Well, you know, it doesn't look like, probably we won't reach $60,000. We can't rule out anything, but hopefully at least we'll get to $50,000. And people can get us there right away if they phone 204-774-6877. Or you can also go online, fundrive.ckuw.ca. So, I'll introduce you more formally. I mean, Ugona, of course, is our volunteer coordinator, and he's working the office alone, answering the phone and so on. So if he darts out for a while, it's good news, I guess. I'm delighted to welcome a good friend who's agreed to join me and start encouraging listeners to donate what they can to Global Research News Hour and to CKUW. And I guess it turns out making a second coming from this morning when you were with the Fantastic Fridays.
Fantastic Friday.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Fantastic Friday or Fantastic Friday, anyone you want. This morning was Fantastic Friday.
Exactly. Good. Rico is a man who's well known in downtown Winnipeg. If you were walking and saw a fellow with white dreadlocks and sunglasses playing the big djembe drum, singing and engaging in a friendly conversation to anyone who approaches him with kindness, you probably know who I'm talking about. He embodies and embraces Rastafari movement, which started in Jamaica in the 1930s, and he's been involved behind the scenes in multiple actions and supportive struggles, especially that to which black people are sensitive. I should say that he's been with Fantastic Fridays or Funtastic Fridays for about 6 years, 7 years?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
More than that. Yeah, call it 7 years.
Yeah, yeah. Time flies. But it's my pleasure to invite you to the show. Your show is a music show, right? I mean, it focuses on soca, reggae, calypso, dancehall, world beat, and so on. It's unique and really a great way of starting
a Friday. But it's not tied down. Because
it's
when
not
you tie it down to just those genres, it leaves out the possibility of social comment. And we always have social comment in between.
Yeah.
Always have social comment, whether it is about what's going on in Canada here with Aboriginal peoples, or whether or not what is going on in Canada here in collusion with the United States with the oppression of black peoples. You always hear that coming out from here. Or anything
right.
going on in the city with the poor or with the homeless. you will hear commentary or an announcement coming through Fantastic Friday. Otherwise, it would not be fantastic if we couldn't deal with the education element and the entertainment element, edutainment.
Yeah. Wow. I should say, you also started as a radio programmer in Toronto, did you not?
Yes.
Yeah? And was it a
It was also along the similar line.
Okay.
It get good acclaim, but it also get a lot of condemnation because people didn't like the idea that we can talk so truthfully on the air. We should always couch it in something that has nothing to do with nothing. And we refuse to couch. We say, this is what happened.
Mm. Yeah, and certainly being on a community radio station, we don't have those sorts of limitations, you know. I know with the Global Research News Hour, it's more of a spoken word show, generally, and then we typically focus on topics that are not only generally international, but also looking at topics and views and even realities that you don't hear much in the mainstream media. I mean, this show...
Or at all in the mainstream media. Unless you make sure and label it in a particular way and interpret it in a particular way that has nothing to do with the real people who are facing it from hour to hour, day to day.
For sure. I mean, and we would like to highlight some of the stories revealing the failures of current societies in the Western world and the thought that we aren't as racist as we used to be. But on this show, I mean, people like hearing these stories. I think, okay, for example, of the treatment of Haiti, okay? The mainstream media often highlights the poverty and the strife it has been subjected to, but never highlighting that more than 200 years ago, it became the site of the first successful slave rebellion against French forces and fought off the Spanish.
And so it's actually Black Republic in that sense in the Western Hemisphere.
Exactly, the first free Black Republic. Mm-hmm. But in time, the U.S. forces started to intervene and invade the country, seize their gold and put it in American banks, right? And with time, the U.S. installed terrorism in the country and it eventually controlled it as a colony. Okay, and you know, there were
recolonize
elections.
It.
Elections in 1990 and 2000 saw Jean-Bertrand Aristide elected and carry out reforms on behalf of the people, but the CIA didn't like it, and they undermined his reforms.
And Jean-Bertrand Aristide is a liberal.
Yeah.
Jean-Bertrand Aristide is not a left-wing or anything like
For
that.
Sure.
He's a liberal.
Yeah,
but the changes that he made, he did make them in a liberal way on behalf of Haiti, and they didn't like that. How dare you come and reestablish a Black, independent region?
Yeah, and 18 years. Actually, this very week, 18 years. Excuse me, 18 years ago. Excuse me. The U.S., Canada, and France removed him from his home and located him in another country, right?
Yes.
And UN forces, under the guise of supplying aid, were patrolling the streets like some sort of a Gestapo or something to this very day.
Mm-hmm.
And this was all covered on CKUW, including my show, the Global Research News Hour. Yet the mainstream media, the mainstream media, it seems, portray the Canadian Prime Minister and U.S. presidents consider aid to Haiti as acts of mercy. You know, they do these things while saying that Black Lives Matter. Yeah. So, I mean, maybe there's an opportunity to keep these alternative perspectives evident on the airwaves by phoning 204-774-6877 or going online.
Also keep, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just going to say also keep fundrive@ckuw.ca and then giving your support to the curing of mainstream media coverage that ranges from very real lapses to out-and-out lies.
And also facing a real need, because CKUW does face a real need, that need to have this type of programming continue. Otherwise, they could have an empty radio station just probably with stingers or with commercials, and somebody come on with a show and it's mundane. No, but is the public that drives us to drive them and because they enjoy us so much, and because we put in that sacrifice to produce content for that public, I think that the station is deserving and the program is deserving of getting some nice, strong pledges from the public. Love and kindness, everyone. Call 204-774-6877.
Mike? Yeah. Yeah, and also, I mean, keeping in mind that we have, a lot of different gifts to give away to those who are willing to participate. As I mentioned, at the $70 level, there's a draw for the book, The Globalization of War, America's Long War Against Humanity. We got it several copies, so you got a good chance of getting one. And also, there's the you get a T-shirt, with the gray T-shirt with the CQW lined in red, and the heads of two cats listening in earphones. So, just as our way of saying thank you for doing it. Yeah. So yeah, phone 204-774-6877. Go online fundrive.cqw.ca, and you can also use e-transfer as well. Yeah. Rico, may I ask of your thoughts about either about Haiti or similar interactions of this kind of colonial mindset that where black peoples are placed at a disadvantage?
Well, apart from the United States, which not many people know about because they think that the United States is a very level armed country, you have places like Angola, you have places like Mozambique under different colonial and colonizing powers. And even now, today, this isn't just history we're talking about right now. Somalia has just been invaded by the United States. And the United States, don't forget, they have AFRICOM, those, what should I call them? Those stationed soldiers ringing Africa. So any part of Africa that releases itself or fights against, they have soldiers right there to dump them, and that is what has happened in Somalia. So you could check up on number one, direct intervention by United States, or you could check up on colonizing of different places in Africa.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, we've been reporting on how it would be erroneous to say that the U.S. is driven by democracy, because the power structure of the U.S. and Canada is based on capitalism, and the elite mm-hmm. drive policy more than the divided public within both countries. As we saw, not just in Haiti, but in Iran and Guatemala, Cuba, Chile, and other countries, elites would make more money when the people in these countries to be kept impoverished and not free, so the wealthy get a larger share of the wealth. Congo, where they replaced Lumumba in 1960. I mean, he was pursuing Congo.
Pursuing
Congo becoming an independent state and pursuing decolonization, and the colonialists themselves didn't like that.
No, they don't like it, because that would have been decolonizing. Lumumba set out to decolonize Congo, and part of what he did, he said, "Look, we are going to play the music and march to our music, not to your music. You have colonized and colonialized us and enslaved us. In a long time in Congo, and we could go back to the time of King Leopold and all them kind of names." Belgium, they terrorize Congo. They kill over 6 million, 7 million people because there was resistance in Congo. Nobody talks about that. Nobody don't call the numbers, but let them go and check it out. They will see those numbers. More than 6 million people were killed by the Belgians and them in Congo because they were resisting. They were not obeying to go and do this. And when they don't want to go and go in the mine and them, they take them out.
Mm-hmm.
Them is serious things to think about, because it gives you the history. Lumumba, when he came forward, he come forward, he said, "Look, enough of this. We are now an independent country, and if you come here to dig gold, a percentage of that gold comes to the country. It doesn't go with you see that, well, you will just give me a little thing and you walk away and walk away with the whole thing like they were doing in South Africa too. Not the Belgians, but yeah, and the Boers and them were doing in South Africa, the Beers and them. One just have to check on these things and put them in the front and talk about them and share them, and you'll see how long and how deep and how constant this thing has been. This colonizing and colonializing, you have to think like how we tell it to think.
Yeah.
And like I say, we worried about Ukraine, and we should be, because I don't believe any country should be invaded or should be subject to any type of military violence. However, the two powers that concern are not thinking about Ukrainian people, they're thinking about themselves. And that is not copacetic. Because if you're talking about a world united, we have to think about everybody. If we say we want liberation, we have to think about everybody within that context. If we say we want protection, we have to think about everybody within that context. And it's that same way countries in Africa now under that bind of the United States, where if you only say, wah, concerned with your country, they invade.
Hmm.
Look at Somalia. Somalia having its own problems.
For sure. Yeah. And so I'm just saying we're already halfway through the show, but it's you're listening to the Global Research News Hour special fund drive edition. I'm Michael Welch with my friend Rico and Ugona. I don't know if you're still there, Ugona, but he's a volunteer coordinator and kind of managing the situation. CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Looking at the world through decolonized glasses, that's what I hope folks like you and me, Rico, can offer our listeners. I would like to hear this kind of talk that you've been speaking on the mainstream airwaves, but I don't, because the stations themselves are crafted by the same elements that are doing colonizing for capitalist purposes. I mean,
Yes. Okay,
like the Black Agenda report is a significant reporter on issues from a Black radical perspective, and I support a lot of their perspectives, and also the Black Alliance for Peace resurrects the tradition of Black radical opposition to U.S. militarism and U.S. imperialism. And they are opposed to the U.S. Provoking the situation in Iraq. It's like just because I think you definitely are on side with them. I mean, the in the mission statement they say the Black Alliance for Peace seeks to recapture and redevelop the historic anti-war, anti-imperialist, and pro-peace positions of the radical Black movement through educational activities, organizing and movement support. Organizations and individuals in the alliance will work to oppose both militarized domestic states regression and the policies of destabilization, subversion, and the permanent war agenda of the U.S. state globally. Rico, do you also see this perspective that seems to make the desire reconnect with racial heritage and fight against racial disparity indistinguishable from fighting war and imperialism, or fighting against war and imperialism?
Since Black people are not free, nobody will be free. Not because we are constraining them in any particular way, you know, or restraining them in any particular way, you know, but because that is something that is so deep and intrinsic to liberation and freedom that that once Black people are free, it will be a sliding thing that everybody will become free. Whether you're talking about anything like women, whether you're talking about the LGBTQ and all of that, whether you're talking about within some economic enclave, it will be the same thing. Because as long as you have that kind of, and capitalism thrives on that, at least capitalism is the designer and maintainer of that kind of thing. And as long as even that exists, you wouldn't have liberty or freedom existing. Mm-hmm. First of all, because the driver of all the liberation movements that it have is black liberation. And I'm not making up that, you know. Check on the woman movement. Check on, what do you call it, under the poor people movement, whether it's LGBTQ movement. Check on all of them. They arise and depend on that struggle that black people put forward, and also black women in particular put forward.
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly, and of course, the show and the station generally, supports those efforts. It's reflective of the diversification of the entire community crowd here. I mean, we were open to people coming in and giving us a hand. And the station engages in debate and will inevitably make all views clearer. Maybe it's a way of reconnecting, certainly with the views you are not used to hearing. People should support CKUW and Global Research News Hour. Rico, how can listeners keep the station going a little longer?
If they're willing to sacrifice a little bit of the resources that they have. Also, as long as you're willing to engage, maybe sacrifice the credibility or anything like that, and engage with programs at the station, whether it's a music program or a talk program, they can engage with them either to engage on the opinions coming out or in the music coming out, enjoyment. Oh, you're not playing, play some more fast character,
Yeah.
I think that the community need to engage with the station, and it's up to the station to make itself accessible for the community to engage with it.
Mm. Yeah, and speaking of diversifying things a little bit, I think maybe it's time for another song, don't you? Just to break up our conversation.
No, I find you going good, but if you want a song, by all means, sure, break the monotony, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM on your dial in Winnipeg, deserving of your pledge.
Okay.
Call 204-774-6877.
Yeah. So, Ugona, if you're there, are you there yet? Hello?
Yes, I am here.
Okay.
I've got a song.
We can talk a little longer then. Keep the station alive, 204-774-6877, or go online at fundrive, FUNDRIVE, .ckaw.ca. And, you know, we have a lot of great programming on the station. There's the show, there's you know, Wooden Spoons, your partner. Of No Fixed Address, which is basically focuses on the homelessness from someone who himself was homeless. There's also another great show, Truth Before Reconciliation, providing a historical context of Indigenous truths in the name of reconciling through community awareness and taking action. That's Mondays at 1:30. Amateur Hour is a rather unique radio music show. A relatively new show, After Thought, which dives deep on issues of relevance among people working in Winnipeg's community and political environment. Accessibility Matters with BBS, about accessibility issues in and around our community and so much more.
Mm-hmm.
Ugona, I don't know if you're there yet.
Hello.
But,
hello, I am right here. And we got a caller, and they were generous enough to donate to the station. So we are now, and the station's total is now at 46,097. So
okay.
Thank you all so much for your donations. And I also have the song queued up. Calypso Rose, Back to Africa, for whenever we're ready.
Okay. Which song did you say?
Calypso Rose.
Okay. Well, why don't you play it right now? CKW 95.9 FM, give us a call.
204-774-6877.
Make that pledge. Also remember, online, fundrive.ckw.ca.
Don't keep us on the edge. Make that pledge.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like the song is a little bit,
I want to go sitting on another man land, only suffering, boiling up another man land, I get in the team. My culture, creed, and race, wherever it was placed, I'm going to find it. Oh, yeah. I'm going to find it because I want to go.
Tell me what I need to know before
I go.
Say where Africa, epically African.
I want to go.
Say where Africa, epicillary.
I want to go.
Oh, yeah, I want to know.
Oh, yeah.
Say where Africa. Don't leave me alone. So I
go.
I give you the sun. Where you are the sun. Say where Africa. We are not shy.
Yes, that was Calypso Rose, Back to Africa, on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. I'm glad all of you are listening and calling. Thank you for the person who called over the break, Camlin. We thank you for your donation. It's truly appreciated. Michael, Rico, are you still there?
Yes, we still here.
Yes.
Welcome back.
I mean, I was just wondering. I mean, we mentioned a bunch of shows earlier that we're doing great things, and it's just an example of what we do as an organization. I mean, we're providing a place for people to speak their minds or play their music or whatever. What kinds of shows can you showcase that maybe speak to that?
Definitely. The first show that comes to mind is Fantastic Friday. With host Pasrico, Princess Gona, and Princess Rachel, Princess Tim Solomon, and so many other guests and hosts who have come and gone. I personally like different other programs, The World,
wow.
Rebuild Hits, different other shows, that air right here on the station. And again, they're all run by volunteers. And as the volunteer coordinator here, it brings me great joy, to have all those shows on the air talking about what Fun Drive means to them. And once again, if you as a listener are interested in becoming part of this volunteer community, of this campus-based community, you should definitely pledge by calling 204-774-6877.
Yeah, and Uguna, I mean, you don't have to just get involved as a donor. I mean, if you have a desire, you can train these people so they have all the tools they need to start their own show, right?
Exactly. Trainings will resume right after the Fun Drive season. And again, anyone can become a volunteer, like Rico, Michael, each and every one of them are volunteers at the station. You can be around for as long as they have been, for years, right? You can volunteer short term, right? It's all based on your level of comfort, right? And of course, volunteers come from all walks of life, whether they are in their academic career at schools, whether they are retired, right? So each and every one of them takes chance to come out and to make good radio, right? So you can definitely get involved at different levels, whether as a donor, whether as a
volunteer,
right? So it's always important. I'm glad the phones are ringing off the hook, because we have gotten another donation. Thank you, Ted, for bringing this in. And we're now 46,337. Do we know how much, and do we know the person that came in, Scott?
Hi, this is, am I on? Can you hear me? Hi, this is Scott Price, the program director. I'm just here helping out for the afternoon, because, you know, Yona's managing the board. So we just got a lovely donation of $240.
Wow.
Which was split between a bunch of different shows, like Quadrafunk and Checksaw, Island Vibes. That was from Kemlin, so thank you so much for that. And so our drive total is actually at 46,337.
And
there's probably a couple more that I have to put in that came in online that we're still processing. So we're slowly getting there. It's a slow process. But it's all getting there, and thank you everyone for your support, and of course all the volunteers who have put in so much work over this time. I got in here and I was just listening to the conversation, and I really enjoy this conversation, especially relating it to decolonization and looking at colonialism, because this is something that really affects us here in Canada. And you know, for the longest time, it was always said that Canada doesn't have a colonial history. If we recall, Stephen Harper once got up and amazingly said that up in the House of Commons somehow, which, you know, as we can all say, was complete nonsense. But what I really want to kind of ask Michael and Enrico, if he's still there, like, how do you view that Canadian colonial history as it relates to the world, right? Because we're always told that Canada is such a peacekeeper, a neutral arbiter in international affairs. History would tell you different. And could you talk a bit about that and how that relates to, you know, the Indigenous struggles here for self-determination? Because I think that's always been a key point running through CKW and a lot of the programming. So could you talk about that?
Sure. Well, I mean, I could say, first of all, I guess the first thing that comes to mind is that in all the talk about NATO being, a principal force, I mean, there's still broad support, but ultimately, it's essentially a white supremacist organization. I mean, in this sense, from its establishment, I mean, who were the first members of NATO? It was all colonial powers in Africa. You know, and this insistence that they have all of this the fighting and the taking of all of our resources and putting it away, it's generating a lot of energy for a movement that is essentially about expanding and expanding and expanding and making sure that all of these territories are on side. And this will have ramifications. I mean, when you talk about the Indigenous people, they are also affected by our mining corporations, right? They are affected by mining and hydroelectricity developments and all these other areas that are not where they really don't have. I mean, you have the illusion that you're going to do something for our indigenous peoples. But it's actually about taking power from them. Okay, so it's So I think that, you know, when you are knowledgeable about these realities and you listen to the prime minister or whoever talking about, you know, we got to be, you know, right relations and we've got to decolonize and we got to be, you know, get rid of racism. He sounds kind of like a hypocrite, you know. So I think that, but, you know, maybe Rico can add something.
Oh, yeah. We had a struggle against China. Has, first of all, established China has always been involved in colonial and imperialist behavior. In the 1800s in Africa, they were involved in a lot of not only destabilization but also colonialization, but under the shadow of the British. It's only when there was an issue in Canada here about a display they had at the we call it the Racist Ontario Museum, some people call it the Royal Ontario Museum. They had that issue there, and the issue was about they displaying things that is conducive to giving people an impression that African people are stupid. But that what happened is, although that struggle was going on, what it uncovered is that Canada was very, very, very involved in forms of destabilization and colonialization in Africa, and that some of the trophies they brought home, that is what the wrong was displaying. So it immediately put them as one of those colonialists and colonizers, but especially colonialists. And it's in that struggle that came out. Canada also played peacekeeper in what they call it in Europe. When they have internecine war there, Canada say that they're peacekeepers. But we always see that Canada under the shadow of somebody, but they're clearly involved. Whether they're under the shadow of the British, like in Africa, or under the shadow of the Americans in Europe, in former Yugoslavia and places like that, and also in Iraq, you know that Canada is not some innocent peacekeeping bystander. They're very much involved.
I see we only got like less than 9 minutes left, so I hope that, I mean, you should get your calls in right now. I mean, we're hoping to maybe we could make it to 46,500, or we will try to get to 50,000 at least by the end of the afternoon. How about that? So call.
And we want to remind people not to displace the money by letting the prime minister send millions of dollars to the fight in Europe, the maintenance of war in Europe, and they could lend a little of that to the station in order for you to bring these kind of information.
For sure.
Exactly.
Michael,
we are actually not so far from 46,500. Listener, if you're there, we need $20 from you in order to get over to that 46,500 level. Call within the next 8 minutes at 204-774-6877. I am sure that you have enjoyed our discussion with Michael and with Rasfuko on this program, Global Research News Hour. You know, it's all about discussing ideas that affect each and every one of us, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, because I mean, you're also a person of color. I'm a person of color, and Rico is a person of color, and here we are having a conversation on what it turns out to be the last spoken word show, looking for funds from the general public. So, if you want to give like one last tribute to the unique spoken word programming, call 204-774-6877. Make a $20 pledge, make a $50 pledge, make a $500 pledge. Okay, maybe you could get us up to 47,000. Okay,
I would like somebody to make a $14,000 pledge.
Yeah. Well, yeah, be a hero. Call 204-774-6877 and then make that pledge. You can pay us by e-transfer. We can also put you on a payment plan, you know. So, I mean, if 500 sounds, oh, my gosh, that's too much. Well, we'll just take a little bit off. If you talk to the person on the phone, they'll take off. They'll set you up. So whatever your amount is, like, say, I don't know, $50 every month is something, like $50 a month might be easier than $500 in one big plop, okay? So that's the way to do it, okay? Or whatever level. I mean, we could set you up with $10 a month. Call 204-774-6877 and make that pledge.
Right away.
Yeah. So I don't know. I guess if we're all running almost to the edge of our time. Is there any
sweat?
Yeah. So is there anything else you'd like to say about this tendency towards colonization that we haven't talked about yet?
Well, what I would like to look at is the recolonization of Canada.
Yeah.
And the decolonization taking place, especially within the context of newcomers, people of color, marginalized people, and the indigenous people of the country, it coming afresh, and it also coming in a sort of a fascist way, that where they say that, well, you cannot demonstrate against something you don't like, or if you talk out and they catch you on the phone, that you get. Well, who knows, they might immediately close your bank account, that you can't eat, you can't pay your rent, you can't do nothing. All of these are high-handed, I would call it fascist kind of behavior. At least it looked like the beginning of, but it's really in the middle, because when they take away all those rights, well, you cannot argue, it means it's a dictatorship.
Hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, again, the thing is that I guess with colonization, in my mind, you might think things about how I'm going to eliminate racism. Just unconsciously, you tend to keep it going. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, you know, we're pretty well set on CKUW to offer diverse voices, indigenous voices, black voices, and help people to kind of climb out of that corner of this is your place, and this is the place of white power. I mean, we're giving you the beginning of being able to confront that power and change that power for the better good, not just of ourselves, but for all of us, right?
Mm-hmm. All of humankind.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess I think maybe I only have about a minute. So let me say, listeners, I want to thank you all for donating to my show. I'd like to thank Ugona for being there to help, being a little bit swamped with calls. And I also want to thank other people who've been standing by. And listener, thank you so much for donating to CKUW. I hope you'll consider continuing to support the show. It's almost 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. But thank you all for contributing. It means so much. And of course, thank you, Rico, for being pitch partner for the hour. It's really appreciated.
Thank you for letting me help. It is an honor to be on a great show like Global News Network. It's very, very, very beautiful. Everybody who contributes to this show contributing to something that is necessary to become sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
And your contribution could help that sustainability.
Excellent. Okay.
204-774-6877.
Yeah. 204-774-6877, or donate right now to fundrive.ckuw.ca. And with that, I guess we'll close for now, and we'll maybe play a bit of an exit or something, or give room for John to join us and maybe go and raise a lot of money with his show, because the demands on him are going to be extraordinary, but I'm sure he'll pull through. So,
all right. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you. Thank you, listeners. And yeah, keep that fun drive moving along for the next few hours. Over to you, Uguna.
Within every system, there are rules and laws, and those who enforce them obviously cause love in the hierarchy is non-significant. So we find it necessary and highly important to gather
listening to the Global Research News Hour, a program funded by the Center for Research on Globalization and produced in collaboration with campus community radio station CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg on the traditional lands of the Anishinaabe, Ininu, Oji-Cree, Dene, and Dakota, the birthplace of the Métis Nation and the heart of the Métis Nation homeland. The show is aired on other radio stations across Canada and the United States and available for streaming or download at the site globalresearch.ca. Leave feedback on this program, please email globalresearchnewshour@gmail.com. I've been the show's host and producer, Michael Welch. Thank you once again for joining us.